Got it.
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are broadcasting all over the world to everybody that might be listening. I don't know if it's daytime, nighttime, morning, midnight. Man, my brain is racked right now because I had such a fun Halloween. And I want to know what you guys did during your Halloween. I want to hear those awesome Halloween stories. I want to hear what costumes you wore, what things you did. I mean, what haunted houses did you go to? Not Scary Farm. Did you just chill and hang out at your house, watch scary movies? I know everybody had an awesome Halloween, and we're about to have an awesome show here. This is Easy Way Broadcasting, you guys, and we are broadcasting the Easy Way on Blog Talk Radio. This is a featured show. We are a featured host on Blog Talk Radio, and we appreciate the love that Blog Talk always gives us. I'm your host, Eric E.Z. Zuli, doing it the easy way. And this show is a really fun show, man. We open up opportunities for people. We have awesome celebrity guests. We just make it a little bit easier on you. So anybody that might be tuning in that's not familiar with the show, you know, here's the number. Call in. Talk to me. I'm a cool guy. 914-338-1303. And we're going to get live and direct, baby. We're going to have a lot of fun, man. I don't know where to start. There's so much going on. I know we're going into 2013. 2013 is going to be a really awesome year. We got a lot of awesome stuff going on. For those of you guys that don't know about us, this is Easy Way Broadcasting. It's a worldwide podcast, talk radio broadcast, which is also powered by WTV Networks. WTV Networks is an entertainment news network. It's kind of like Entertainment Tonight, makes a little Huffington Post. Check it out, WTVNetworks.com, and you can check out all of our guests at Easy Way Radio. We do it the easy way, and we just have a lot of fun. So if you're looking to get into the game, get some tips, get some social media tips, meet some cool people, you know, call in, 914-338-1303. I am a social media expert. I do go all around the world. I'm working on a book. And I'm going to be teaching some cool secrets and some really cool stuff coming up. I do have a TV show coming up on Matriarch TV, Dish On Demand, pay-per-view coming up next year. Going to be really, really awesome. We have talk shows and really fun stuff. I do this radio show every week, Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I love my 500,000 followers on social media. I love you guys. Love, 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 love you guys. Love all the tweets. Want to definitely do a couple awesome shout-outs. Shout-outs to my man, Sean Kanan, man. Sean Kanan's a big actor. Most people know who he is. Sean Kanan is known for his soaps, known for his movies, and he just had a birthday. I don't know how old he is, and I'm not going to put him on blast on the radio, but Sean Kanan, you guys, S-E-A-N-K-A-N-N-A-N. Follow him on Twitter. Awesome, awesome dude. And my girl, Lunel. Want to know why? I have to shout-out Lunel because I just saw That's My Boy with Adam Sandler. Man, that movie was funny. What? If you've seen that movie, call in and talk to us. I could not believe it when I turned on that movie and I saw that beautiful teacher. Oh, my God. And I got to give props to Adam Sandler, man, and all of his writers and everybody that's a part of the whole Adam Sandler team. They are nuts. They are crazy nuts. And Adam Sandler, you know, the fact that he thinks outside the box like he does, it's a little crude comedy, but it's funny as heck, and he's doing his thing. You know, so Happy Madison Productions, killing it. You got to definitely see a Happy Madison Productions movie. Man, it was one of the best movies I've ever seen. Check out the teacher in the beginning of the movie. I had my hand in my mouth, and I was biting down the whole time. Trust me, it was an awesome, awesome movie. All right, guys. So, again, this is Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We are a featured host on Blog Talk Radio, Blessed, and our guest is a featured guest. You can go to blogtalkradio.com and see our guest featured on the main staff, today's picks. And he is a Power Ranger, actually. Power Ranger Super Samurai, Gold Ranger. We're going to be bringing him on in a moment here. But first and foremost, like we always do, and I do see some of the callers. We appreciate you guys. We'll be answering your calls very soon here. But first and foremost, I wanted to talk a little bit about Amanda Bynes, because Amanda Bynes declares that she's 26 and a multimillionaire retired. All right, let's check this out. This is from Oh My God. It's on Yahoo, and it says, meet 20-something rich former actress Amanda Bynes. As if Amanda Bynes' recent string of traffic snarfest wasn't enough to remind all of us who she is, the former actress, her words, not ours, is speaking out, slamming a tabloid and reminding us all about who she is. In Touch recently dubbed Amanda Troubled and claimed she was parading around in New York City at a tanning salon naked, to which the former actress took issue with. I'm suing In Touch for printing a fake story, she told U.S. Weekly, and the gems kept coming from Amanda. I'm not troubled. I don't get naked in the public. I'm 26 and a multimillionaire and retired. Multimillionaire. Those are big words, Amanda. I don't know. But, yeah, this is a cool story, and, you know, we always throw off those trippy trending topics, guys. Please respect my privacy. Leave me alone. That's basically what Amanda said. Married and still by – I'm not even going to go into everything. You guys can read it. This, it gets pretty trippy. But if you guys look up Oh My God on Yahoo, OMG – it's a crazy, trippy, trending topic I found there. But, hey, guys, again, you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We are a broadcast network helping make it a little bit easier on you as an individual trying to get into the industry. This is a celebrity broadcast. People have told me I'm a funny guy, and I love talking to the fans, love talking to you guys. Follow me on Twitter, ericzuley. Eric Zuley, and also The Easy Show 1, The Easy, letter E, letter Z, Show 1. That's the Facebook. You can follow that movement, or WTV Networks. Yeah, so, as you guys know, we always do little fun segments and whatnot, and let me pop some music on here so we can jam. You guys can bob your head with me as I'm talking here. But you know what's not easy, guys? What's not easy is dealing with the talkers and not the walkers. You feel me? It's just not easy to deal with those people. Like, there's so many people in Hollywood, and I'm not trying to slam on Hollywood, but there's so many people in Hollywood with a pen and a paper that is a freaking producer or a director or whatever. You know what I mean? There's so many people that they're producer. They're rich and they're famous and whatever. In reality, they're talkers, and it's not easy dealing with them. If you agree with me, call in 914-338-1303. And in fact, we're going to go ahead and grab this one caller here and see if they agree with me. We are on the air, guys. My name is EZ. I have 805-5209. 805-5209, you're on the air. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
What's your name?
My name is John Smith, actually.
Hi, John Smith. Well, you're on the air with EZ, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hollywood.
Call from Hollywood. Okay, cool, cool. Well,
yes, sir.
Do you have a particular question? Do you agree with me? It's not easy dealing with those talkers?
No, it's definitely not easy. I was more calling just because I love Steven Skyler.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to be bringing
him
on real soon. We're going to be bringing him on real soon here on the show, and we appreciate you listening, and we got some really cool questions for him and an awesome show for you. But thank you so much for thank you so much for calling in. We'll be bringing him on in about 5 minutes.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Tell him I say
hey, guys,
hello.
So, again, that is one of Steven Skyler's fans, and we're going to be bringing our guest on pretty soon here, Steven Skyler, Gold Ranger on Power Rangers Super Samurai. Catch him on Saturdays, Nickelodeon, and I believe the show's done filming, but it's rerunning. And really awesome guy, good friend of mine, and we're going to be talking about his new music video, new song, new single, new release. It's a secret. So we can't tell you until he gets on. All right, guys, but yeah, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, what's not easy dealing with that. And another thing that's not easy is dealing with your health while you're in the industry or while you're in business. Do you guys agree with me when I say it's not easy getting the time to go to the gym or getting the time to drink healthy or eat healthy? You know, that's another thing that's not easy. It's crazy. But, guys, we got a bunch of really cool stuff coming up. We are dealing with a company called Pearl Records Group and Filmworks. Big, big situation with them. New TV show coming out, kind of like American Idol. Stay tuned for that. Check out WTVNetworks.com, man. We got a lot of awesome, awesome things coming up. We are an entertainment news network specializing in blogging, viral marketing, media relations, and we've been helping many, many, many people. And this is a celebrity talk show, and since it is a celebrity talk show, I think it's time for us to bring our celebrity guest on. Our celebrity guest, this man's name is Steven Skyler. He is he plays the Gold Ranger on Nickelodeon's Power Rangers Super Samurai. He's an actor. He's an artist. He's a director. He's probably a producer. This guy wears a lot of hats, and yeah, we're going to go ahead and find out where he's from and what he's about, what he's all about, and we're going to go ahead and bring him on the show right here. Let me give him the red carpet introduction treatment here. Steven Skyler, Gold Ranger of the Power Rangers. How you doing, man? How you feeling? Are you there?
What's up, Eric?
Hey, brother. How you doing? Thanks so much for being on the show and hanging out and doing it the easy way with us. We appreciate it, man. You know, I'm a big fan. Big fan of the Gold Rangers. Gold's been my favorite color.
And thanks for having me on. Like, no, for real, really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're glad to have you, man. So you are on Easy Way Broadcasting. You're live and direct. A lot of people here, and you did have a fan call in, say that they wanted to talk to you, and we told them that we're bringing you on. So hopefully that fan can call back, and you guys can call in, guys. 914-338-1303. We're live and direct with Steven Skyler. He plays the Gold Ranger on Nickelodeon's Power Rangers, and has a lot of awesome things coming up. So, Steven, tell us about yourself, brother. Where are you from? What's going on with you? What do you want to tell us?
Okay, well, hi, guys. I'm Steven Skyler. I'm an actor, singer-songwriter. I just finished releasing, my first single under my band called Secret Sky. And the single is called The Secret. You can go to stevenskyler.com right now. There's a sneak preview. I'm sure, Eric, you have that on your site as well.
Yeah, we are. We are going to be playing that, and we're going to be getting into that secret. But I said we've got to be real quiet. We're going to get into that secret. But I want to know about a little bit of Power Ranger inside info, man. And I want to know about you. Tell us about you real quick before you get into your single. Well, by the way, guys, this is a really awesome song, and you guys will love it when we show you a sneak peek. And you can also go to WTVNetworks.com. You click on Easy Way Radio, and you will see a sneak peek recently released, Midnight, a couple hours ago, actually. It's the music video, a quick little clip, quick preview, and we appreciate you giving us that quick preview there so we can show the fans. But tell us about yourself, Steven. Like, where are you from? How did you get into the industry? How was it growing up? Like, let's get to know you a little bit.
Okay, let's start from square one. Okay. So I was actually born in Bangkok, Thailand. My mom, my mom did missionary work, and my dad worked for the American Embassy. So I actually grew up traveling and moving practically every 6 months of my life. We moved literally every 6 months of my life, going from province to province, from country to country. I was forced to perform at the age of like four, going from school to school at orphanages, underprivileged homes, bringing awareness, about anti-narcotics, and, Southeast Asia, that's a huge problem, third world countries. And just for the kids that were abused, going to social welfare homes. So my parents were heavily involved in that. So I was, they made us perform with my siblings. I have five siblings. And so we would perform literally like every other day, go talk to the kids. And that, I pretty much grew up doing that until the age of 15. I decided that I wanted to kind of make it into a career. You know, I got scouted out at a mall. I was walking down the mall and the talent agent was like, "Hey, you want to join some talent competition?" And I was like, "Sure." This was over in Thailand, mind you. Mm. So I started off, I placed in the top three. Did a couple of soaps, did commercials, and then joined a boy group, a boy band over in Southeast Asia. And it was in Thai, and I'm of American parents, so I had to learn to speak the language and read the language and sing it practically. And about 80% of the time, I didn't really know what I was singing. I just kind of memorized the words, looked in the dictionary and stuff. And I just wasn't really feeling fulfilled with it all. You know, we lip-synced a lot, and I grew up performing and playing music. And, yeah, I just got really burned out on that whole thing. And, you know, did the whole Southeast Asia tour for a bit. And until about 8 years ago, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to L.A. and pursue this. This is what I want to do. I left home when I was, like, 15 because, you know, my parents, they grew up traveling and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I got to find my own path. So I packed up two suitcases. I told my management over in Southeast Asia I would be back in 6 months. And I just plopped myself in L.A., showed up at my sister's doorstep. She didn't know I was coming. And I was like, hey, I'm here. And that was that. Never went back. Started from scratch. I worked as a busboy. I worked at construction. I worked pretty much every job you can possibly imagine. All in the meantime, you know, going to agencies, management. I did background work. I did everything you can imagine to try to figure out how the industry works over here. It's very different over in Southeast Asia. When I was in Southeast Asia, I didn't even have to audition. You know, once you book that one job, it was just a snowball. You just go, they just call you up. Hey, you got this gig. Come here, do this, this commercial, that. And here I come in L.A., have no clue. I pop open the newspaper and I'm like, oh, cool, acting agency. Oh, background. Oh, you know what? That's a start. So, you know, did that non-union for a while. Eventually joined the union. I got some vouchers and then I got offered a film by sitting in a restaurant. Some guy came up and was like, hey, you want to be in this film? It's a SAG film. We'll cast Hartley you into the union. I was like, yeah, sure. So, you know, it's just, I'm just going along for the ride, constantly pursuing, you know, a dream, but not really knowing exactly where you're going to end up. And then I booked, I did a couple films in between, and then I booked Power Rangers. You know, I went in an audition for Power Rangers, and yeah, and I booked Rangers, and that was a huge change. We jumped on a plane literally like 3 weeks after booking it and was in New Zealand for 8 months.
Wow, New Zealand. So you guys shot Power Rangers in New Zealand for how long?
About 8 months.
No, you said 8 months, but the shooting went for a good full 8 months. And
yeah, shooting was for about 8 months.
Oh wow! So all expenses paid, and that must have been a dream come true. Well, congratulations, brother, for following your dreams and going through. And so, can you tell us about some of the obstacles that you faced before you booked Power Rangers? Because I know a lot of people are listening, and they probably want to come to L.A., and they probably want to be an actor. They probably want to get an opportunity like you. I know it's really tough to find that agent, to find that manager, to even get those opportunities, to even take that audition. Tell us about the audition process. You know, how did you get it? Was there a middleman? Tell us the story.
So, you know, to be quite honest, I've been through about three agents until I landed, you know, the agency I was with. And again, it's just through networking, putting yourself out there, trying every opportunity that's given to you, you know, giving people the chance, and then just seeing how everything works, how they work for you. You know, again, like you were talking a few minutes ago about how people are talkers in this town and da-da-da-da-da. And fortunately, you know, I had to learn the hard way because, you know, coming in and just taking trust. I'm a truster. I trust people when they say something and I believe.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, I know. And so, you know, they're like, yeah. And then you kind of sit back and not be proactive anymore, thinking, you know, this person's going to bring you to the next level. When in reality, everybody's in this town, it's what's sad but true, it's really just looking out for themselves, you know, and you know, trying to take advantage of it. It's just that's how it works. So you just got to be really mindful of that and, you know, staying true to yourself and giving people a shot for sure, but not getting your hopes up high and living in the moment on a day-to-day basis. And every decision that you make is geared toward the main goal and the focus. So anyways, I've been through about two agents and agencies. I had a pretty decent demo reel coming out to LA because I worked a lot in Southeast Asia. So it was for me to get into the door. You know, sometimes I just cold knocked and they're like, here's my reel, check it out. And they're like, cool, we'll sign you. Boom. Without really knowing, you know, what that entails. Thinking, oh, great, here I am going to be working every day. An agency just signed me. But then you go out and you're up against 50 other people, and you're like, oh wow, I gotta actually.
A little more difficult than I thought.
Yeah, it's a lot more difficult than I thought. And, you know, again, like the audition process here is very, very different. You got the first round, then you got the callback, then you got the producer read, and then you got the networks that use just a constant thing, and you're always constantly on edge. So I was like, okay, how do I master this? How do I get accustomed to this process? And it really was just living in the moment, being in the moment, not thinking too far ahead, just doing and being super present as is in the room, you know, because there's so many factors involved in booking a role. You know, it even comes down to if you're the right height, if you have the right hair color. Sometimes, I mean, it goes down sometimes to the smallest things. It really depends on the production.
Yeah, a lot of times.
A couple agents, and they called me in, and I went in, and yeah. I mean, you want me to talk in detail about it?
No, I was just going to make a comment. A lot of times it's not even really about your talent. It's more about your look. You know, they're looking for a particular look, and you get lucky sometimes. And you know, if you know how to read, that's cool. But mainly, you know, it's about your look, and they already kind of know what they want. And a lot of times it's going to be an inside thing, too. And, hey, I'm real on this show. I'll give you guys the real scoop of it. It's a very inside situation with casting and situations and stuff. But – Let's get to a caller. We have a caller from 312, actually. Erica, 312, last digits 5976. You're on the air with Steven Schuyler, the Gold Ranger and the Power Rangers, and EZ. How are you? Hello, caller? Caller, if your number is starting with 312 and last digits 5976, you're on the air if you want to talk to Steven and myself. Okay. 3, 2, 1. All right. That might be a caller just wanted to listen to the show. We have another caller from 949-9577, 949 OC, Citrus District. Love the OC people. How you doing, caller? You're on the air with Steven Schuyler and Eric Zulli. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. What's your name?
My name's John Malik.
John Malik. How you doing, John? Well, you're on the air with Steven Schuyler and myself. This is a cool show. You listening to the show?
I think you. Yeah, I like the show. I love Power Rangers.
Awesome. Well, so do you have a question for Steven?
Yes. What kind of martial arts do you know?
I have a mixture. My background's a mixture of everything. I was in Southeast Asia for a while, so I picked up Muay Thai, Taekwondo, a little bit of karate here and there. So my style really is a mixture of everything. You know, I'm the kind of guy that someone shows me a move and shows me, you know, a stance, and I'm like, okay, teach me how to do that, you know. So that's really my style. It's just a combination of a lot of things. And on the show as well, my character kind of makes up his own style because he teaches himself. So that was really easy to incorporate. So, yeah, as a background of a little bit of everything, I started out in Muay Thai. I'm sure you know what that is, Thai boxing.
Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu are probably my favorites, and karate and Taekwondo are a bit more predictable, but still, you know, Muay Thai is the one where it's at.
Yeah, so you train?
And I got one more question.
Yeah.
How did you meet the great EZ, and how did you get in touch with him and get started with that?
EZ's a man. EZ is literally at every party, at every network event. He's all over the town, so it's kind of hard to miss him. Every red carpet event, he's always there. Actually, my good friend Najee, who's a Power Ranger, introduced us. But I've seen, I mean, EZ's a man. He's everywhere. You can't miss him. He's always out talking to people and stuff. So, yeah, man, he's just always around town. But I met him through my friend Najee, who plays the Blue Power Ranger.
Oh, she's a Tev. Yes, yeah. I know EZ's met him over at the Confidential at Jovi's party for his birthday.
Yeah, we definitely support the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, and that was good times, definitely. But hey, thank you so much, caller, and your name was John, right?
No. Hey, anytime. This is your boy Noah Brown and
I'm Malik.
Having a good day.
Don Malik and Noah Brown. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, guys. We really appreciate it. And follow Steven on Twitter and myself, and we'll talk to you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, guys, so there we go. There we have it. And I didn't know that about you, Steven. Yeah, you got some skills. I'm going to make sure to never, you know, get on your bad side. Muay Thai and Taekwondo and all the different martial arts. And by the way, guys, I don't know if you know, but you can actually check out a QB thing that we did with Najee Detej and Steven. Steven's actually kicking me outside the screen, and it hurt.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We have another caller. We have another caller from 603. Wow, 603 area code. Last digit 7690. How are you? You're on the line with Steven Schuyler and myself, Eric Zulli. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Ashley Jones.
Hi, Ashley Jones.
Jones.
Welcome to the show.
What's up, Ashley?
I just called to say I'm a big fan of Steven's, and I can't wait to hear his whole video.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Do I know you, Ashley?
Hello, Ashley.
Yes, you do.
Oh, how are you doing? That name sounds very, very, very familiar. Thank you. Yeah, the video will be released on November 17th. On my website, stevenschuyler.com. There's sneak peeks up on Eric's site right now, on my site. We think we got a little snippet of the song coming out, too. But, yeah, thank you so much for your support. I really, really appreciate your love and just everything you do for me. It means so much to me. I honestly can't do it alone, you know, without just the support of the friends and the fans and family and everybody. It's like this journey's been incredible. And really, it's like you guys make it so worth it, just continuing to pursue what I love, because there's so many people that support me, and it's awesome. It's really awesome. So thank you, Ashley.
Yes, thank you, Ashley. Yep. Follow Steven on Twitter, follow myself, and please keep in touch with the show. And do you have any questions for Steven before we get back to the show?
No, I'll keep following and tell him I'll be buying his song on iTunes. Bye-bye.
Awesome. It's all about the support, and it's all about the team. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, Steven, so I got some trivia coming up for you, brother. we got to see how a Gold Ranger is going to answer the Power Rangers Super Samurai trivia. And, you know, before I get into that, you know, I know that you guys have done many conventions, many tours. You've met the fans, you know, directly. What's that like actually meeting those fans that want to rip your clothes off when they see you?
It's really I'm still taken back by it, you know, because, I mean, a lot of these people, they grew up watching the show, and to just to see them, they're like, they're in awe when they see you. It's just like, wow, really me? Like, really me? Like, wow, well, thank you. I feel honored. It's so humbling just to be in that position because, you know, it's just for me, I look at it as just like another job. You know, I look at it as a job going into this thing. So when people are like, wow, we really love what you do. Like even some people are like, you've changed my life, my kids, you know, what you teach them. And I feel really honored to be a role model in that sense. And then just to give back somehow. So I'm trying to figure out how I can give back to them, you know, because they've supported us. And again, huge fans of the show for so long. So I'm like, yeah, I gotta figure out how to give back to these people, you know.
Well, let's come up with an idea right now, live on the show. Like we can come up with a unique you know, social media contest or something. You know, you and I could talk about it, where maybe they can get an autograph CD from you, or you know, they can get an interview from me, or who knows. You know, we can come up with some ways to give back, because I mean, the fans, it's all about the fans. It's all about the support. And it's so awesome that they even take the time to come out and see you, you know, Mr. Gold Ranger. And I know you – now, I don't necessarily – I got to be honest. I haven't had time to really watch the show myself. I'm just friends with you and Najee and everything. But if I was to be a fan of the Power Rangers, I would want to know things about the show. And maybe some people that may not watch the show that may want to watch the show, maybe want to buy the DVDs. The Gold Ranger – was he somewhat of an outcast in the beginning, or like he was like, was he originally part of the group, or like
no?
How does that work?
Sure, he wasn't even an outcast. He was never in the beginning. I was a childhood friend of Red Ranger, so we knew each other when we were kids, but we got separated. Well, because his family comes from a long line of samurais, and I was just a little fisherman.
But as kids, we were friends, and he gave me a Zord. And so when we got separated when we were kids, I figured out how to morph on my own. Like, I found a cell phone on the beach, and I figured out because I wanted to be a ranger. And so, you know, when the battles start, I just show up. You know, I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm called to do. This is my destiny. And so I go in, and I'm not going to lie, I end up saving the day a lot. But they're like, well, you're not even a real samurai. So they shun me, and I spend probably about 7-8 episodes trying to gain their trust and their loyalty and being accepted. So there's definitely, yeah, that conflict. But I am the special, quote-unquote, special character that comes in and gets jousted a lot and kicked around and made fun of. And my character's really dorky and over-the-top, super-duper over-the-top. Finally, they let me in. You know, they let me in, but it definitely took a lot of wheeling and dealing and, you know, earning my dues and showing them time and time again.
Gotcha. All right, guys, you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. The call-in number is 914-338-1303. We're listening to the Gold Ranger himself, Steven Schuyler. And speaking, I told you I had some trivia for you, man. Here's a question for you. Who created the black box? Was it 1, the Gold Ranger? 2, Mentor J.I.? 3, Decker? Or 4, the first Red Ranger?
Dang! I programmed it because I don't think I didn't create it. No, I programmed it because they gave it to me and I need to program. I think it was the first Red Ranger.
The first Red Ranger, okay. Well, to tell you the truth, I'm reading off the Nickelodeon trivia here, so I need the fans. I need the fans to call in and then help us out. Tell us if we're right, guys. If it was the Red Ranger, call in to 914-338-1303 or tweet Steven Schuyler or Eric Zuli on Twitter and help us out here. All right, so you guys get to pick the answer there because we're gonna need your help. All right, second question. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, second question. How many samurais can go super at the same time? 1, 2, 3, or all of the above?
1.
1. All right. Again, fans, help us out here because I'm just kind of clicking on them as we go along, and I will be tweeting later on, or we'll do a recap of the show, see what questions are right, what questions are wrong. But like I said, I'm just reading off the trivia of Nickelodeon. These are pretty good questions too.
Yeah, because. Yeah, wait. The show is called Super Samurai, but I'm sure only one of us can go. One. Yeah, 1. I think it's 1 when we use the black box. Yeah, it's 1. It's got to be 1.
1. All right. What does a ranger wear in Super Samurai mode? This is too easy. Furry gloves, a long white jacket, sleeveless armor, or a bandana?
What? Wait, when he goes Super Samurai, right? White jacket.
A white jacket? All right.
Right.
Well, I'm clicking on... I don't know. Again, we need the fans to help us out, guys, and we are getting some callers. And let's see if we got a fan that can help us out. We have a caller, 205-7793. If your number starts with 205 area code and 7793, you're on live on the air with Steven Schuyler and Eric Zuli. How are you?
Fine. How are y'all?
Wonderful. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Alan Headwall. I'm calling from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Awesome. Cool. So do you have a question for Steven, or can you help us out with this quiz? The last question was, what does a ranger wear in Super Samurai mode? Furry gloves, a long white jacket, sleeveless armor, or a bandana?
Sleeveless armor.
Sleeveless armor. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see which one it is, Steven. All right, do you have a question for Steven?
Yeah, what was it like using the black box as a Gold Ranger?
It was awesome, you know, just being able to program that thing and, you know, just the honor of them trusting me to be able to do it and use it and program it and stuff. It was really cool because I think it was one of the first times G was like, you know what, we trust you to program it and to take responsibility of it. And so that's what I did. And it was definitely draining when I was using the black box and programming it and stuff in the show, of course. But it was an honor just for them to finally be like, yeah, here, go run with it.
And do you ever do autographs on Twitter?
I'm sorry?
Do you ever do autographs on Twitter?
Yes, if you would like an autograph, you can tweet me. You can direct DM me, go to my website. You can go on my Facebook and just, yeah, hit me up, send me your address, and I'll hook it up.
We're going to be doing a contest, Stephen. You have your music video coming out. You have your song, and we are going to be doing a social media contest for all the fans. If you tell me if I'm right, Stephen. I'm just going to kind of come off the top of the dome here, but maybe if they buy an iTunes, we'll send them an autograph.
There you go, Eric. That's a good one right there. Look at you. The easy way, always coming up with ideas.
And one more question, if I might. Were you always shy when you came on the Rangers because all the other ones wasn't like if he could do it as well as them?
Yeah, wait. Say the question was. Ask the question again. Sorry.
Like when you started off on the as a Gold Ranger, like I was gonna give them a big surprise.
Oh yeah.
Was you shy, like because none of them knew you or nothing?
Yeah, well, definitely disappointing, you know, because you expecting that everyone's gonna be like, yeah, well, you know, here's another guy to come fight with us, and they were like, nah, we're just gonna let him go. He's not really a part of the team, which is cool though, because it definitely is a lesson related to life. When even when people don't accept you for who you are and don't see the value in you, you just have to constantly believe in yourself and believe what you're doing is right and what you're called to in your destiny, no matter what people think. And if you just continue on with that, people will ultimately in the long run recognize that. But the key is don't ever give up and don't let other people's opinions affect your decisions.
You hit the nail right on the head, brother. Never give up. Hey, what was your name again, caller?
Alan Stewart Headwall.
Stewart Headwall. All right. Well, hey, make sure to follow myself, Eric Zuli, and Stephen Schuyler on Twitter. We'll make sure to try to get you that autograph. And make sure to check out Stephen's song, which we're going to be doing in a couple minutes here, showing a sneak preview. And post your comments. You know, just tweet us. Let us know what you think.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in.
All right,
guys, so we are back with Stephen Schuyler, the Gold Ranger and the Power Ranger. Where lines are buzzing all over the place. We're going to try to get to as many people as we can here. But we got to get to this sneak clip. We're going to get to some callers in a second here. Again, you listen to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We are the show making it a little easier on you, letting you talk directly to your favorite celebrity. We help the celebrities interact with their fans and love it when you call in and you follow us and you interact. And again, we're going to be doing an awesome contest. Stephen has his song on iTunes, which you can go to WTVNetworks.com, click on Easy Way Radio, and click on Stephen's page. You'll see a link for his iTunes. It'll say, listen, it'll take you to the iTunes. Once you get an iTunes, Stephen's going to personally send you an autograph. Right, Stephen?
That's right.
All right, guys, we have another caller. In fact, I think I know who this caller is. I got to give love to my boy, Michael Precise. Michael Precise has a radio station and a whole empire himself. Michael Precise, you're on the air with myself and Stephen Schuyler, the Gold Ranger. How you doing, brother?
All right, what's going on, man? How are you guys doing today, man? I see you guys are doing y'all's thing, man. I just want to say...
We're having fun. I'm stumping Mr. Stephen with the Power Rangers questions.
Yeah, you know, and I heard the question, I wanted to make a huge... the furry gloves, and that's what it was. I don't know if you guys know, it was the furry gloves. It's when they, samurai or whatever. You know, that's what, you know, the white jacket. No, it wasn't that. It was the furry gloves, bro.
We have a furry gloves, we have a white jacket, we have a sleeveless armor. Wow, okay, three different answers. I'm gonna close my eyes and just pick one, and whichever one that is, we'll see if we're right or wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, the main purpose of the call was, man, I just want to congratulate, you know what I'm saying, you both on tremendous, achievements you guys have done in your guys' life, and also for your music as well, Skyler. I'll be checking it out, you know, and also if you can give me an autograph, I'll be downloading about 5 of them, so.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate your support. Hope you like the song, man. Hope you like the song.
Alrighty, man.
Yeah,
you guys
also,
have a good. Yeah.
Also, too, while you're on the line, Mike, I'm gonna go ahead and tell Stephen. Mike has his own radio station with XM and a pretty big radio empire. So I'll get you guys connected. Mike is also on the team. We do a lot of cool stuff together, but I don't know about furry gloves, Mike. I don't know. I'm gonna check into that one.
Yeah, check into that, man. You guys be on the lookout, man. Great show. You guys doing your thing out there, man. Keep doing it, and you guys keep calling in and supporting what Easy's doing, man. It's Easy Way Broadcasting in your face.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, guys. All right, guys, we are back, and with Steven, we got some awesome questions, awesome fans. We're going to get to a couple of the other callers in a second. We're going to be right back because my breath, honestly, is I need a break real quick. So we're going to pop on a little commercial here, a couple of celebrity and public figure endorsements for the show. We really appreciate everybody you're about to hear. And when we come back, we're going to be playing the sneak preview clip first heard on The Easy Show on Easy Way Broadcasting, only The Easy Way, and, of course, on Mr. Schuyler's platforms as well. You can follow us on Twitter, Steven Schuyler, Steven Schuyler, and myself, Erickzuley, if you want to follow the movement. But we'll be right back.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuley, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, Erickzuley, Eric Zuley. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
And we're back, guys. I'm your host, Eric E.Z. Zuley, doing it the easy way with our wonderful special guest, the Gold Ranger on the Power Rangers, Super Samurai, Steven Schuyler. What's up, my man? We're back.
What up, what up, what up?
All right, so I said that we're going to be doing a sneak preview clip of your wonderful song. This song is called The Secret. Tell us a little bit about it in a quick 45 seconds. We're going to go ahead and play the clip.
Okay, so The Secret is the first single from my band called Secret Sky. It's an album I've been working on for a little over 3 years, working on every spare moment that I can, possibly can. I work with another producer and engineer friend of mine. His name is Ideen. I bring in the songs acoustically. We write, we lay the tracks down. We form this sound. It's a mixture of 30 Seconds to Mars, The Killers, Muse. My musical background comes from so many different genres, from Backstreet Boys to NSYNC to Michael, like everybody. I listen to everybody. So this album is kind of eclectic sound from all genres of music. It's about the pursuit of a goal, purity, holiness, whatever you want to call it, and overcoming obstacles that come in your way. And the more you pursue, the closer you get. As long as you continue to pursue, that's the gist of the song. And the closer you get into like this intimate relationship, and it's in a secret, quiet place alone in the garden. There's a lot of deep meaning behind every single song. So hopefully it will touch the listener, in any way that it can. And hopefully you guys like it. Yeah.
I said in 40 seconds or less. Okay. All right, guys. So this is The Secret by Steven Schuyler. And the name of the band is, what's the name of the band again?
Secret Sky.
Secret Sky. So this is The Secret by Secret Sky. And I want you guys to call in or tweet us, post your comments, get the iTunes if you like it. Here we go.
I found you.
guy, the secret. Don't tell anybody, it's a secret. No, I'm kidding. I have to tell everybody. Tell everybody you know. Go to WTVNetworks.com, click on Easy Way Radio, and click on Steven Schuyler, the Gold Ranger promo we have going on there. Look down at the bottom. You'll see a link. You'll see the video. You'll see a sneak peek of everything. And if you like it, click on that link, get the iTunes, and you'll get an autograph by myself and your man Steven Schuyler. You ought to be following us on Twitter, too. ERICZULEY, Schuyler, Steven Schuyler. STEVENSKYLER. We have another couple callers, so we're going to definitely do the best we can to get to all the callers because we love helping celebrities interact with their fans, fans interacting with celebrities. And we've had an awesome caller here. This looks like a Skype caller or a blocked number, but they've been on the line for about 30 minutes listening to either the show. Want to give them a chance. I don't know what the area code it is. I don't know really what to say. So if you are calling from Skype or a blocked number, you are on the live. You're on live. You're on the air with myself and Steven Schuyler. You there? Mm-hmm. Yep, I heard a voice.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Hello?
You are on live, on the air with Steven Schuyler and myself, Eric Zulli. What's your name?
Oh, my gosh. Montserrat.
I'm sorry?
Montserrat.
Montserrat. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Oh, you're calling from California. Okay, awesome. And
yeah.
Do you have a question for Steven or myself?
Yeah, give me a second to compose myself because I might start crying.
Okay.
Aww. No, I'm just such a big fan. Sorry. Since I saw you on Glee. And
aww,
like I had to find who it was, and then when I saw about you for Power Rangers, I was just so excited because I love the show and I really love your character.
Aw, thank you so much.
And my question is, are you planning, now that you release music, are you planning on going on tour, or are you going to stay with acting? What are you doing?
I am planning to go on tour. We haven't arranged the exact dates yet, but if you follow me on Twitter, I'll let you know when our next performances are. I think I'm going to be playing at Nuke the Fridge, but I'm going to do an acoustic song probably. We won't be able to bring the full band out, but definitely, definitely be playing at events, tours, wherever we can, and I'll keep you guys posted. If you guys follow me on Twitter, I'll let you know every single step.
Oh, my gosh, I follow you. I hope you can come to Los Angeles.
I am in Los Angeles.
He actually is in Los Angeles, as am I.
Ooh, that's amazing. Okay.
What do you think?
We're going to have to do something nice for our extra special fan here, Steven. I don't know.
Okay, I'm down. How do we hook this up, Eric?
Well, you know, we're going to be doing a couple events coming up. I think we have an event in December coming up, and we can do – again, we have a Twitter contest going on right now, and if you get Steven's iTunes, if you go to WTVNetworks.com and you go to Easy Way Radio and you click on Steven's page, you will see at the bottom there's a place you can get the iTunes. If you do get those iTunes, myself and Steven will follow you back, and we'll make sure you get an autograph, and maybe even have – who knows? Maybe we can have them present at our exclusive little studio interview we have. We have a couple little things we're setting up. How would you like that? Would you like to actually be there while we're doing our interview?
Sure.
That's awesome.
Who knows? Hey, I give all the love to the fans because without those fans, man, we don't have the support, you know. And when you're a diehard fan like that, and you're taking the time to call in, we want to give the love back as much as possible. So it all starts by following myself, ERICZULEY, on Twitter, and Steven on Twitter. We'll follow you back, and let's see what happens.
Okay. Cool. Oh my gosh! Thank you so much.
Hey,
thank you
for the support. I love you.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, guys, and we love the fans. And again, you are listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your man, Eric Easy Zulli. Loving Blog Talk Radio for featuring us on the homepage. Lines are blowing up. We've got to keep getting to the fans, man. I want to have you promo your video, but the lines are blowing up, man. I don't know. We got to keep on keeping on with the fans here. So I'm gonna keep answering some lines. Remember, guys, we don't have a whole lot of time because I definitely want to give Steven some time to talk about some of the new things he's got coming up, and talk about Glee because obviously you're already on Glee and one of the fans knew about it. And we gotta get to everything, but we're gonna keep on answering some of the lines here. We have a caller with a big, huge, long number. I don't know who this is, but the last digits are 4888. You're on the line live with myself and Steven Schuyler. You there? I
hello?
Hear people. Yeah, hello. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Germany, Berlin. I'm a Thai Johnny.
Germany, speaking die Deutsch?
No, a little bit, but I just want to talk to Steven. I just want to let him know I am behind him.
Thank you, Johnny. Wow.
And I am always behind you.
Thank you so much. Wow,
and,
thank you.
I just want to let you know, go ahead and fulfill your dream, fulfill your destiny.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you so much. That really means a lot. I am deeply, deeply, deeply touched.
And yeah, thank you so much for the support, Johnny. Do you have a particular question for Steven before we let you go?
No, I don't have any question, and I'm really proud of him, and I appreciate him, and Germany team in Berlin, we are behind you all, and we support you. Go ahead.
We love Germany, man. Go Germany. Make sure you follow myself, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, on Twitter, and same thing with Steven.
And when, Steven, whenever you would like to come to Germany, you are welcome. We have a house for you to stay here. If you want to have a break, you are welcome from Germany, Berlin.
Yeah, they're rolling out the red carpet for you, Steven.
Thank you, Johnny. I will definitely consider that offer. Thank you very, very, very much. It means more to me than you know.
I know. I love you so much.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for calling in, bud. We really appreciate the support.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you.
All right, guys. So, man, you got fans in Germany. You got fans all over the world, brother. Let's see who else we got. We got a caller, 818. That looks like an LA number. We got 818, last digits 0496. You're on live and direct on the air with your man, Eric Zulli and Steven Schuyler. What's your name? Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, caller.
I heard some movement. But sometimes we get people that are a little shy to be on the radio, be live on air in front of thousands and thousands of people. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling? You're calling from LA, right?
Yeah, my bad. I was away for a little bit. My name is Johnny.
Hey,
Johnny Franco. Well,
we've had about five Johnnies on this call, Steve.
What you doing?
What's up, man? You're on the live with Steven Schuyler and myself. What's going on? Talk to us.
I just wanted to say what's up to Steven, and I'm looking forward for the project, the music coming out, and
just
keep me posted on live shows around town so I can go check them out.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. Maybe you'll come out and be playing behind us one day. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's cool, man.
Come party with the Power Ranger the easy way.
Yeah, I have a question, though. Are you ever going to wear your Ranger suit at a concert?
Say what? I'll tell you what. If you show up in a Ranger suit, in the pink Power Ranger suit, I'll do that for you.
man, just wanted to give a shout out to Steven.
Yeah.
Looking
Go
forward
ahead.
To it, man, and keep going.
Man, where's the love at? You're my. I don't get no shout out. This is my show.
Easy.
Thank you.
And easy as well. Eric,
thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in, brother. Follow us on Twitter, and we'll support you right back.
I love you, Johnny. Right.
Love you too, man.
All right, guys, so we are back. Steven Schuyler, man. You got to tell your fans to give your boy some love, too. It's my show. Everybody's Steven. No, I'm kidding. All right, so we're back with you, brother. You have so many fans. It's awesome. Thank you, everybody that's calling in, everybody that's listening. And once again, we want to thank Blog Talk Radio for all the wonderful support. And Designer Original Magazine, Rock This Magazine, Tightrope Magazine, Washington Times. Make sure you check out my column on Washington Times. Just Google Eric Zulli, Washington Times. Lots of awesome articles. Everybody that supports us, Ambiance Magazine, my man Larry Namer with China, and I know Power Rangers is huge in China, so we're gonna have to set something up with that. Meitan Development Group. Everybody that's supporting the Easy Way movement. We are with Steven Schuyler on Easy Way Broadcasting, only way on the only show on Blog Talk Radio that gives it to you the easy way. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Again, if you want to call in, we still have a little bit more time, 914-338-1303. If you want to know a little bit more about Steven, you can go to WTVNetworks.com, click on Easy Way Radio, and you can click on Steven Schuyler. Know a little bit more info. Check out the new video. We are talking about his new release. He's about to release November 17th. This video is awesome. It's got awesome editing. Beautiful Girls, amazing voice by Steven. He's got like a little bit of a Creed thing going on, a little bit of a I don't know, man. What would you, if you were to compare yourself with some other music, what would you say?
I got a lot of my influences from a lot of different people. I like to think I sound a little bit like The Killers meets 30 Seconds to Mars meets Muse meets, yeah, a little bit of Creed, definitely a little bit of the alternative power pop rock thing going on for sure.
No, what, you are saying, no, okay, it's hot, man, you know, it just kind of grabs your attention. I could totally see when you're on stage how you're going to be killing it, too, and, yeah, you know, that's a good question. I'm going to go off the last fan's question. Have you ever thought about your stage presence on when you're going to be doing your show? Are you going to be, like, you know, blowing fire out your mouth when you're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Calling out the Ranger codes and be like, go, go, Samurai. We might throw something a little crazy in there once in a while just for shock value, but we're still discussing that. But, yeah, man, it's all about the high energy, you know, bringing the presence down. So we'll see. We're definitely going to, you know, throw some fun things out there for the fans, depending on the crowd as well, too. You know, we cater to the fans. We cater to the people coming out to the show. So that's definitely something that we're keeping in mind.
Tell us about the band. I know you said that you had somebody in the music video from New Zealand or something. Beautiful Girl has a fan base. Talk to us about the band.
Yeah, of course. So in the video, I'm using an actress. Her name is Kimberly Crosman. She's actually a New Zealand celebrity. She's an actress as well. She was just on NCIS. She's actually on Power Rangers Samurai as well. She's Red Ranger's sister. But it's a secret. I don't know if the secret is out already. But I used her. We're really, really good friends. And then there's another actress model. Her name is Rhiannon in there as well. So I just called in some favors from her friends. Like, hey, you want to do this video? And they were like, yep, let's do it. She has a huge fan base overseas. It's one of the reasons why I use her and the fact that she's a phenomenal actress. The band members, the guitar players, he does the engineering work with me. He's a co-producer on the album. And then we got players in and out, you know, as far as the band goes, you know, shifting and changing and trying to find out exactly key players for certain shows and stuff. But yeah, I mean, the video's hot. The actors and actresses in there are off the chain. And you guys should definitely, definitely, definitely check it out. There's a lot of scenes in there. We shoot out in the desert. We shoot on a military base. We shoot in so many different locations. And yeah, that was actually one of the first videos I helped like direct as well. So we directed it, produced it. Our team did pretty much everything on the video.
So are you a Power Ranger for Halloween? We just had our Halloween.
You know what? That was the one day I was like, I am not dressing up as a Power Ranger because I dress up as a Power Ranger every single day.
I'm just kidding. What'd you do for Halloween?
I jumped on a boat. I was on a ferry down Marina Del Rey, Final Storm Party. I was in the studio. We've been working night and day to get this video and this music out. So I was like, I'm going to take a breather, jumped on a boat, and went out for a little spin.
Yeah, I didn't mean to pressure you too much, man, but I was on this guy, you guys. I'm like, give me the video. Give me the preview. Give me the clip. Hurry up. All right, so we're going to go into Make Up Your Mind because there's not much time. The election. You got Obama or Romney. Who are you voting? Or you have a
I am voting. I haven't decided yet. I got to do a little bit more research on it all. It's so hard. You know, I try to – I mean, there's pros and cons to both things. Oh, yeah, man. I haven't really yet decided, but I'm definitely voting. And everybody out there should vote because it's the people's voice that changed this country. I totally believe that. I just haven't made my decision yet.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about social media, man. How important is it to you and how beneficial has it been to you? Have you met anybody on social media that you're now working with?
Yeah, you, Eric. You're the number one guy. You're the number one guy. I was like, Steven, you got to get going on your social media. I'm a little bit behind in that era because I do a lot of, like, you know, creative stuff in behind the scenes. I'm constantly writing, you know, directing, I'm producing, and I'm doing all that stuff. So I kind of lag on the social media side. So, Eric, I have to give it up to you because you are the man that has been pushing me and teaching me and be like, you know, you're my boy, man. You're like, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to
show you how it's done, because that's your world, man. And I'm really thankful. I'm thankful for you just to be able to be on your platform, because I know you have a huge network. And yeah, man. So again, a big shout out to you. Anything I can do to return the favor, man, I'm here for you.
I appreciate it. Well, you just gave me like 20 shout outs. That works live on the air. And that, you know, definitely. And, but yeah, you guys, speaking of social media, it is very important. And you know, this show, we always give some sort of tips. You know, social media is probably the most important things going forward with how Google and the search engines are going to be working. The more interactions that you have, the more shares and likings and retweets and comments, and the more interactions, the better it's going to be for you on Google. And me personally, a little story, I now have a column on Washington Times, which is a very mainstream major column. A lot of people know about Washington Times. And I got my column via Twitter. I met a gentleman by the name of Carter Lee, really awesome gentleman. He hit me up on Twitter, said, "Hey, what are you about?" You know, and I responded. And that's another thing I want to talk to everybody that is listening right now. It's so important to react and interact and not just have a. You know, what's the point of having a Twitter when you're not going to interact with your fans, or you're not going to interact with people that are hitting you up? You never know. I mean, this is a perfect example. We're on the live on air. We had somebody from Germany calling in, somebody from Alabama, some from all over the world, and that's the beauty of the World Wide Web. And if you use it correctly, I do business with everybody all over the world. Seriously. We got things going on in China. We got things going on in Vegas, things going on in Africa, things going on in Europe, France, you know, Germany even. And it's all via social media. So I want to definitely throw those tips up there. And also, you can make a lot of money with social media. And if you want to know how to do that, get my book. My book will be coming out next year. Next year, we got an awesome convention. I'll be speaking at a convention in Texas. A lot of cool tips and tricks about social media. So if you guys want to know more about that, you can also email me. I'll even give you my direct email, because I'm cool like that. Easy at the Easy Show, letter E, letter Z. Easy at the Easy Show.com. Email me up. If you have any questions, you want to talk to any particular celebrities or anything like that, you know, we're going to be setting up a lot of awesome interviews. And, yeah, so it's very, very important. And I appreciate all the shout-outs, Steven. You know you're my boy as well. Shout-outs to Najee to Tez, the Blue Ranger. Najee's my man, doing it big. And, you know, it's all love. Much appreciated. I apologize, guys. My head is dropping now. It's been over an hour, but we're still keeping it going. Let me get my drink here. Okay. I got to get my energy back up. Gotta love it, love it, love doing my show. I love it. Okay, so we have another caller, and it's probably from Skype or a blocked number. Another call. You are live on the air if you are calling in or right now. You are live with myself, Steven. And, you know, actually, caller, if you could turn down the show, please turn down the show so we don't hear the feedback. Hello? Well, thank you for calling in and listening to our show, and we now know our show works. Appreciate it. Definitely. We're going to go ahead and turn that off so we don't hear the feedback. But see, people do listen. There's proof right there. But, Steven, you're the man. You know, I know that you know we don't have a whole lot of time left, but is there anything in particular that you want to talk to the fans about? I know you probably have a lot of awesome shows coming up, certain details. And before I let you go, I want to talk to you about the Glee thing, because obviously one of the fans talked about the Glee. Talk to us about your Glee project.
Okay, well, I'm on a boy group called the Warblers. Our first performance and our first song actually was Teenage Dream. So if you go to Teenage Dream, Katy Perry, the Warblers, you'll see me smack there singing, doing the high harmony. So yeah, I'm part of a boy group called the Warblers on Glee. I'm kind of in and out because of, you know, my shooting schedule and my band and this project that I'm working on now. And then the Rangers, everything cord like back and forth. So I'm kind of in and out. You'll see me pop in and out and stuff, but I'm really good friends with everybody. I love the show. I know the music producers. So yeah, if you want to see, you know, me doing it up to Teenage Dream, Katy Perry, that was the first song the Warblers ever came up with. And to be quite honest, after that song, like, the Warblers blew up. They blew up. So it was just an honor to be a part of the show. Hopefully I'll come back, and just we'll see, you know. Warblers are my brothers, man. They're my brothers. But I've been focusing on this project for so long, Secret Sky, that I don't know what the future holds, man.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that one, brother. The Glee, that's a big show. If anybody doesn't know about Glee, It's an awesome TV show, mainly that airs a lot, you know, out here in California and the U.S. It's a show about kids are in school. It's kind of like a Saved by the Bell in a way, only a lot of singing. a lot of singing, and it's a great show, great script. If you guys don't know about Glee, definitely check it out and check out my man Steven in it. And you may be seeing him more. But ultimately, first and foremost, actually going back, we want you to mainly make sure that you check out his new single coming out. It's releasing November 17th. We do have some previews for you guys to check out at WTVNetworks.com. Click on Easy Way Radio and click on Steven's page. You will see the preview of the video. We have shot a couple. We shot a preview of the song on the show. You can always listen to the archived on this. Please tell your friends, by the way, guys, if you're listening to this, if you enjoyed the show, tweet us, comment, Facebook, this whole social media thing. Me and Steven want to hear from you guys. We are doing a contest where if you do get the iTunes and you go to WTVNetworks.com, click on Easy Way Radio, and you click the retweet button or the Facebook share button, and you follow us, and you just support, basically, and you get those iTunes, we are going to support you back. I will give you an autograph. Steven will give you an autograph. We may have you at our next shooting. We're going to be doing a lot of cool things with Steven, and you can meet Steven in person. You can meet myself in person, live and direct. This is the Easy Show on Easy Way Broadcasting by Blog Talk Radio, which, by the way, is one of the most powerful podcast talk shows, talk show platforms, pretty much in the world. Over a couple million members. It's ridiculous. We are a featured host now, and we really, really appreciate Blog Talk. Always get a shout out Blog Talk. Follow Blog Talk on Twitter, and follow me, ericzuley, on Twitter. Steven Schuyler on Twitter. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show, Steven. It was a blast. Before we let you go, can you give me a quick shout out? Say, hey, I'm Steven Schuyler, the Gold Ranger, and I'm doing it the easy way. And you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. Can you remember that?
Yeah, I can do that. Let's try it. Hey, what's
all right,
up,
guys? I'm gonna count to three. I'm gonna count to three. It's all you. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Steven Schuyler from Power Rangers Super Samurai, here with my band Secret Sky, releasing my first single, The Secret. I'm doing it the easy way with Eric Easy, the man himself. What was the last thing, Eric?
On Easy Way Broadcasting, what we've been on the whole dang time. That's all good. Thanks for being on the show, Steven. We love you, brother. I'm going to go ahead and close out the show with the clip. Make sure you guys get the iTunes. I'll be talking to you after when we get off air, Steven. Again, thank you. Thank you to all the fans. Thank you to everybody that is tweeting us. And again, please let us know if you enjoyed the show. And I'll be talking to you, Steven. Thank you so much for being on.
You're the man. Thank you. Appreciate it, brother.
All right, brother. So that's Steven Schuyler, you guys. We have one more caller, actually. I don't know if Steven, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Like I said, we always got to give the opportunities for the callers to talk to you, brother. We have a caller here, 408-0452. You're on the live, on air, Easy Way Broadcasting with your man Eric Zuley and Steven Schuyler. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm so happy to be talking to you, Eric, and very exciting show. I've been following you for a long time, and I'm happy to be on the air with you.
Oh, thanks so much for listening. What's your name?
Rich.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Jose, but I've been following you for a little while.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you so much, man. We really, really appreciate that. See the beauty of social media. But yeah, we have had an awesome show. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And really, man, thank you so much for the support. We will be going. By the way, I forgot to mention our next guest, guys. We have he's a legend in the Spanish hip hop community. His name is Mellow Man Ace. He's related to the whole Cypress Hill group, the whole Cypress Hill movement. So that's going to be coming out next week, next Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Rich, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate
you,
and I hope that you're going to tune in next week. And we got to go, guys, because I just can't handle it anymore. I went way over my time because Steven's my man, and we had so much fun. The time just flew by, but I'm going to pass out. So thank you so much for hanging out with us, Steven. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. We are on the live right now one more time for anybody that might be tuning in with Steven Skyler. He plays the Gold Ranger on Nickelodeon's Power Rangers. He's been on Glee, and he has a new single out called The Secret by Secret Sky, which is the band. Make sure you get that on iTunes. Make sure you check out the video. It does release November 17th, and we are doing a sneak preview on WTVNetworks.com. Click on Easy Way Radio and Steven Skyler. Again, guys, I am your man, Eric Easy Zuli, doing it the easy way, and we're so happy that you tuned in. Tune in next week, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Mellow Man Ace. That's our next guest. I got some cool topics and trending topics and cool questions, and I will be stumping my guests, and we'll be having a blast. So I hope you guys have a blast. Hope you guys come and listen and have a blast with us. And also tomorrow, make sure you tune into my man Shane Sparks, who is an Emmy-nominated celebrity choreographer dancer. He has a show, Planet Dance, every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Man, he gives you all the dance tips. Everything that you would not know, you will get. And this guy is a legend in the dance community. Look him up, Shane, S-H-A-N-E, Sparks, S-P-A-R-K-S. Avoid all that cruddy stuff that you may see because media blows stuff out of proportion. I've known my man Shane for a long time. His show is awesome, and if you are a dancer, I guarantee you will love it. Again, guys, we'll see you next week, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Friday. This is Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Thank you so much for listening.
Been listening to Eric Easy Zuli on Easy Way Broadcasting. Follow Eric on Twitter at Eric Zuli to find out about his next show. And check him out at HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.